Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled The Cultivation Story of Yuan Yuan by Yuan Yuan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, The Cultivation Story of Yuan Yuan by Yuan Yuan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. My name is Yuan Yuan, and I am 16 years old. I have had congenital diseases since I was a child, and in recent years my health worsened. 2 years ago, I moved in with my aunt, who is a Falun Dafa practitioner, so I could study the teachings and do the exercises with her. Memorizing the Fa. Because I am blind, I cannot read, so my aunt reads Dafa books to me. When she is not home, I listen to master's lectures. I also listen to practitioners' cultivation sharings on the Minghui website and from the Minghui Weekly. I wanted to be able to recite John Falun. My aunt was happy and said that she also wanted to memorize and recite John Falun, so we began. She reads a sentence and I repeat it until we can recite it from memory. We will then move on to the next sentence. When my aunt goes to work, I recite the parts that I learned the day before. My aunt often forgets what she has memorized and wonders how I am able to recite with such ease. I think Master gives me wisdom after seeing my desire to improve. I recite the Fa before going to bed. My aunt said that she heard me reciting it in my sleep. I have a feeling that Master was teaching me to recite the Fa in my dreams. I told my aunt that learning the Fa is not a formality and must penetrate and be etched onto our hearts so we can understand its profound meaning. If we cannot do that, it will become diluted and blurry. My aunt said that before she was not able to memorize the Fa, but thanks to me, she now can. My aunt cleared the table one morning and put John Falun on it. Even though I could not see anything, I opened the book, stared at it, and slowly began reciting the first paragraph from Lecture 1, genuinely guiding people toward high levels. When I got to this paragraph of Master's Fa, quote, "The space of the universe is benevolent to begin with and embodies the characteristic of Jun Shan Ren. At birth, one is assimilated to the characteristic of the universe. Yet, as the number of lives increases, a collective form of social relations develops in which some people may develop selfishness, and gradually their level will be lowered. If they cannot stay at this level, they must drop down further. At that level, however, they may again become not so good and not be able to stay there either. They will continue to descend further until, in the end, they reach this level of human beings." Unquote. Lecture 1, John Falun. My eyes filled with tears. I was thankful that benevolent master allowed me to understand the Fa on another level. The three realms was created for Fa rectification. We should assimilate to the Fa, let go of our attachments, notions, and eliminate our humanness. I then turned the page to look at Master's photo. I saw Master in a golden kasaya looking at me. I knew he was with me all the time, watching over me. We are now memorizing Lecture 4 of John Falun. We have also memorized parts of Essentials for Further Advancement 1, 2, and 3, Hongyin 1 and 2, and parts of Hongyin 3, 4, and 5. One day my aunt came home from work and asked why I had not eaten. I told her I had been busy reciting what I had memorized, doing the exercises, listening to practitioners' audio sharings, and hadn't had time. She praised my diligence, and I reminded myself not to get happy about it. While memorizing the Fa, I have eliminated many attachments to food. I no longer ask my aunt to buy snacks for me and am fine as long as my stomach is full. I used to take a long time eating because it would feel as if something was stuck in my throat. That feeling is now gone, and I can finish a meal quickly. I used to dislike summer. I couldn't sweat, and it felt like I was wearing armor with the heat trapped inside my body. It was unbearable. This year, I finally started to sweat, and the heat no longer feels stuck inside of me. Negating the old forces arrangements of my body. I cannot stand or walk because my bulging kneecaps cause my feet to bend inward. The back of my hands is also swollen. My fingers are bent, and I cannot straighten my arms. Whenever I want to get out of bed, I need to lean on my elbows and push myself up with my legs. I am in constant pain. Everything from putting on clothes to using the toilet is a challenge. I sit on a chair during the day. In order to use the toilet, I have to move the chair toward the bathroom by sliding my feet on the floor. One can imagine the difficulty of doing the exercises. One day a thought came to me. The old forces can't stop me from reciting the fa, but they don't let me do the exercises by keeping me in a painful and deformed physical state. I immediately sent forth righteous thoughts to disintegrate them. Since I could not stand up, I did the exercises sitting down. My arms hurt and could not be straightened, but I tried my best. Falun Dafa cultivates the body and the mind. I must get rid of my attachments, including the fear of pain, laziness, and the pursuit of comfort. Initially, when I did the first, third, and fourth exercises, I had to take breaks. Now I can repeat these exercises several times a day with no breaks. Although I have not been able to do the second exercise or sitting meditation yet, I will be persistent and negate the old forces arrangements. One day, I was in a lot of pain and went to lie down. I soon fell asleep, and a demon-like force pulled the covers over my head. I tried to shout, but had no voice and could not move. I called for Master, sent forth righteous thoughts, and finally woke up. Master said, quote, "With the Master and the Fa here, what is there to fear?" Unquote. Lecture in Sydney. I know that Master wants us to learn from our experiences and that we should think and act with righteousness. I realized that my pursuit of comfort had attracted the demons and suppressed my divine side. Master said, quote, "As a matter of fact, this results from an inadequate understanding of the Fa by your human side. You have humanly restrained your divine side. In other words, you have restrained the parts that have been successfully cultivated and have prevented them from doing Fa rectification. How can the uncultivated side restrain your main thoughts or the side that has already attained the Fa? Having humanly fostered the evil demons, you allow them to capitalize on the loopholes in the Fa." Unquote. Expounding on the Fa, Essentials for Further Advancement. If we do not eliminate our postnatal notions, our divine power cannot shine. We need to be strict with ourselves and cultivate our thoughts. Otherwise, our divine power will not take effect when tribulations arise. After that experience, I tried to eliminate the desire for comfort and nap less often. I must improve my Xinqing on the basis of the Fa. Although I cannot see or walk, I do not consider myself a disabled person. I am returning to my original true self. Master has arranged my path and rid me of karma. I have understood different levels of the Fa. Once, I saw someone hung and beaten. I felt awful and believed it was Master bearing my karma. Master said, quote, "In the several years of your cultivation, I have not only borne an incredibly great deal for you, but also, along with this, constantly given you hints for your improvement, looked after you for your safety, and settled the debts that you owed at different levels so that you can reach consummation. These aren't things that just anyone can do, and neither can they be done for everyday people." Unquote. drive out interference from essentials for further advancement. My understanding is that as long as DAFA practitioners think and act with righteousness while saving sentient beings, our divine power will come through. I also noticed that I have a lot of distracting thoughts when I send forth righteous thoughts. Therefore, my righteous thoughts are not strong, and I cannot exercise my divine power. This is also the reason why the old forces can use karma against my physical body. I see my shortcomings and am determined to overcome them. I feel very blessed to cultivate in Falun Dafa. I am not concerned about the changes in my body. I study, memorize, recite, and listen to Dafa books every day. I feel that my body and mind are immersed in the Fa. I want to imprint the Fa of the cosmos in my mind to rectify my thoughts and actions. Practitioners have said that studying the Fa and doing the exercises is part of our daily life and is as natural as sleeping and eating. For me, it is not just a part of my life, but is my entire life. My little physical suffering counts for nothing. People in today's world are the pitiful ones. They were once high-level beings and master's relatives, but they have been poisoned by the Chinese Communist Party and become debased. Many don't know what Falun Dafa is about and have been persecuting practitioners. Missing the opportunity to obtain salvation would be the saddest thing. I asked my aunt to help me write and submit my cultivation sharing so that people can understand Falun Dafa and Master's benevolence. Master wants us to do the three things well. I would like to catch up quickly, fulfill Master's requirements, be a diligent practitioner, and save more sentient beings. Thank you, Master, for your compassionate salvation. Thank you, practitioners, for helping me to improve.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.